sleeping.
Okay, we're going to begin with our reorganization meeting and our, no, first we have to do the temporary chair or we swear in our new board members first.
The board has to be Lorna.
Oh.
Lorna first.
But does she have to?
No, Barbara said she would swear her in after. She's a notary, so she could do it.
Notary public, I'm saying it, she's, okay.
I, Lorna Lewis.
I, Lorna Lewis.
Do solemnly swear that I support the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Superintendent of School.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of the Superintendent of School.
Of the Plainview Old Bethpage School District.
Of the Plainview Old Bethpage School District.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County.
New York, according to the best of my ability.
New York, according to the best of my ability.
We'll all do that, Lorna, don't worry.
I know.
I'll give you the rest.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, Jean, you're going to swear in the new board members. Seth, you'll do when he gets here around 8:15.
On a good day.
I, Susan Stewart, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New York. And the Constitution of the State of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Board of Education. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Board of Education. Of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School. Of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District. Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York. Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York. According to the best of my ability. According to the best of my ability.
Susan, your family is beaming.
Take a picture. They won't know you pretty soon.
Okay, now we're starting with, okay. I would like to nominate Dr. Lorna Lewis as temporary chairperson.
I second.
All those in favor?
Okay. Okay.
So I guess.
No, this is Vice President. I nominate Debbie Bernstein as President of the Board of Education.
All those in favor? Feel strange voting for myself.
Yes. We weren't sure in the vote, so it was a good thing we needed the extra.
I'd like to nominate.
I, Debbie Bernstein, do solemnly swear.
I, Debbie Bernstein, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of President.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of President.
Of the Board of Education of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
Of the Board of Education of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to nominate Ginger Lieberman for Vice President of the Board.
Jody. All those in favor?
Thank you, Jody.
Okay, so we've had to think about it.
Oh. I, Ginger Lieberman, do solemnly swear.
I, Ginger Lieberman, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
For now.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Vice President.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Vice President.
And then you do it, and Ginger will second.
Of the Board of Education, Plainview Open.
I have faith.
Central School District.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York.
Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability. Thank you.
Read that for, right? I'd like to make a motion to appoint Jean Tyler as district clerk as per her terms and conditions for the 2016-2017 school year.
No, we don't have.
And then I second the nomination of...
Just second.
A second.
All those in favor?
That's just to get sworn in.
Michael Kearns to be the district treasurer for the school year of 2016-17. I second.
All those in favor?
Make the motion.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that Michael Kearns be appointed.
No. Just the next one, Lori Lynn.
That Lori Lynn be appointed Title IX compliance officer for the 16-17 school year.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the deputy superintendent be appointed administrative authority during the absence of the superintendent of schools for the 2016-17 school year.
I second it. All those in favor? I move that Joanne Cadenis be appointed deputy district treasurer for the 2016-2017 school year.
I second.
All those in favor? I second. All those in favor? I'd like to make a motion to retain the firm of Gorsio & Gorsio as general counsel to the Board of Education for the school year 2016-2017 and labor counsel for the term beginning July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2019 based on the terms of the attached contracts.
I second.
All those in favor?
I'd like to make a motion.
All those in favor?
I'd like to move that Lawrence Katz, Dr. MD, be appointed medical consultant, medical director for public access defibrillator program and school position for the 16-17.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the district treasurer, deputy district treasurer, district clerk, and treasurer of the student activities accounts be included among the list of employees covered by the employees' blanket bond for the year 2016-17 school year.
Second. All those in favor? I move that we adopt Section 18 of the New York Public Officers Law and the coverage provided by that section and confers the benefits of Section 18 of the New York Public Offices Law upon the district's Board of Education, members of the Board of Education, officers, and employees, which shall supplement and be in addition to the coverage available by other enactments or from other sources.
Second.
All those in favor? You're catching on. All those in favor?
I make a motion that district treasurer and
deputy district treasurer are hereby authorized to receive and endorse for deposit all checks and drafts payable to the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District, Town of Oyster Bay, Nassau County, New York.
I second.
All those in favor?
Granted to the members of the Board of Education to attend school and school-related functions and fairs and shall be entitled to incur the reasonable expense related thereto on behalf of the district.
All those in favor?
I'd like to make a motion that approval is granted for members of the Board of Education to attend the annual conferences of the New York State School Boards Association and the National School Board Association or Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development and to incur the reasonable expenses related thereto on behalf of the district.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move members of the Board of Education, district clerk, district treasurer, superintendent, and other district personnel designated by the superintendent shall be reimbursed for expenses incurred in the interest of the district, the amount to be decided by the Board of Education in conformity with applicable state laws and regulations and the Board of Education policy.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the current IRS rate be allowed for traveling expenses in accordance with Board of Education policy and that all bills be duly itemized, signed, and submitted monthly at the regular meetings of the Board of Education unless required otherwise by the Board.
I second.
All those in favor? All those in favor?
I move that TD Bank, JP Morgan Chase Bank, HSBC, Flushing Bank, Capital One, First National Bank of Long Island, and Community National Bank be and hereby are designated as official depositories for all funds of the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District.
I second.
All those in favor?
I second.
All those in favor?
I'd like to make a motion that the treasurer and deputy district treasurer are hereby authorized to sign all checks and drafts of the above-named school district drawn on the J.P. Morgan, Chase Bank, Capital One, HSBC, Flushing Bank, TD Bank, the First National Bank of Long Island, and Community National Bank.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that Newsday and or the Plainview Old Bethpage Herald be designated as the paper of the district during the 2016-17 year. The superintendent and or her designee of the district or the district treasurer may, at their discretion, advertise in more than one newspaper.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the district shall be examined annually by an independent firm of certified public accountants.
I second.
All those in favor? All those in favor?
I move that the Board of Education appoint the firm of Serini & Associates, LLP, as internal auditors to perform a risk assessment and to prepare such reports as are required per the attached agreement for the 2016-2017 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion that the Board of Education appoint the firm of Keeping
UR books at the district's accountants to prepare the district's financial statements in accordance with the Governmental Accounting Standards Board as per the attached agreement for the school year of 2016-17.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion that Linda Drabeck be appointed purchasing agent for the 2016-17 school year.
Second. All those in favor?
I move that Rich Cunningham be appointed deputy purchasing agent for the 2016-17 school year.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the superintendent and or her designee the purchasing agent or the assistant business administrator, each with at least one other noted person, or if possible, two other noted persons, be authorized to act as representatives of the Board of Education to open all publicly advertised bids as provided in Section 103-2 of the General Municipal Law.
I second.
All those in favor?
You're on the roll.
Right. I make a motion that petty cash funds be established in the amounts indicated below.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion that the purchasing agent is empowered to issue authorized purchase orders.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion authorizing the superintendent and or his, her designee to purchase certificates of deposit or treasury bills at times and in amounts which she deems advisable and authorizing the district treasurer to sign checks for such certificates of deposit or treasury bills.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion that the superintendent and or her designee be authorized to endorse certificates of deposit and treasury bills on behalf of the Plainview Bethpage Central School District representing the principal and interest on certificates of deposit and treasury bills.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the district treasurer or deputy district treasurer should be authorized under signature to direct any bank which is used by the school district to make an internal accounting procedures, the transfer of money from checking accounts into savings accounts and from savings accounts into checking accounts, provided such accounts are maintained in the same bank. The district treasurer or deputy district treasurer is also authorized to deposit the proceeds of the time certificates of deposit to various accounts.
Second. All those in favor? I move that payment of bills by the school district shall be made on the basis of a proper invoice. All those in favor?
I move that the superintendent or his and her designee be authorized to file insurance claims and to accept insurance settlements up to $5,000. And further resolve that the superintendent and or his or her designee be authorized to estimate the value of equipment and the value of buildings in the school district and to execute the statement of values required by the insurance carrier.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion that the superintendent of schools be authorized to certify the payroll.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion that the superintendent and or his/her designee to authorize to advise bids, advertise bids, and to determine the time and date of such advertising as well as to establish the date, place, and time for the opening of the bids. Authorization is given to make these actions in the name of the Board of Education.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion that the per diem substitute registered nurse be paid at the rate of $137.70 per day if they've worked 200 days or less for the school district. Substitute registered nurses with 201 or more days of district service will be paid the per diem rate of $153 per day.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move to readopt all bylaws, rules, and regulations and policies of the Board of Education in effect on June 30th, 2016.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the Board of Education approve the following rate of pay for the voting clerks at the annual budget vote.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the hourly per diem rate for non-teaching substitutes will be paid as follows.
I second.
All those in favor?
So it just says regular positions and it's just a list. There's nothing there. Oh, wait. Oh, turn it. It's on the other side? No, that's the next.
Adult ed.
Adults.
Okay. 4.35.
Okay. I move that the hourly per diem rate for adult education registrars will be paid as follows.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion to approve the following three individuals to be appointed as welfare trustees for the welfare fund of the PCT, Teamsters Local 237 and the Administrator's Welfare Fund.
No.
Do we have a name?
Yes.
Yeah, you name them. Right.
I know I need the name.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, me.
Seth Greenberg, Lauren Saxton, and Ginger Lieberman.
Right. I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion to approve the following individuals to membership on the Audit Committee. Do you want me to announce it? Jody Campagna, Lauren Saxton, Susan Stewart from the Board of Education, community members Mark Hammerman and Barbie Goldstein.
Second.
All those in favor?
I'm going to hold 4.38 architects.
You want to do the next one?
Yeah, I move that the firm of Hawkins, Delafield, and Wood LLP be appointed as bond counsel per the attached agreement for the school year 2016-17.
Second, all those in favor? I move that the firm of Munistat Services Incorporated be appointed as financial advisors per the attached agreement for the school year 2016-17.
Lauren, second.
All those in favor? Okay. Yes.
That's correct?
Yep.
So she's accepted for the next term.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
good. Very good.
That's okay. That's fine.
No, that was good.
Okay. Okay. Lauren, you go 441. No, we already voted on that.
Yeah.
Let's go back on insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. I make a motion that the firm of NYSER be appointed at the district insurance carrier for the school year 2016-17 per the attached quote policy.
I second.
All those in favor?
I move that the firm of the Omni Group be appointed as the third-party administrator for the 403B and Roth 403B for the school year 2016-17 per the attached agreement.
I second.
All those in favor?
Make a motion that the Right Risk Management Company, Inc. be appointed to manage the district's runoff workers' compensation claims per the attached agreement for the school year of 2016-17.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Make a motion that the Assistant Superintendent for Business be appointed to serve as the representative from the Plainview Old Bethpage on the Board of Trustees of the Nassau County Schools Cooperative for NYSER Workers' Compensation Self-Insured Trust.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move that the Assistant to the Superintendent be designated as the Chief Emergency Officer for the school year 2016-17.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the Director of Facilities be designated as the asbestos designee for the school year 2016-17.
Second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion that the Assistant to the Superintendent be designated as the Records Management Office for the school year 2016-17.
I second.
All those in favor?
A motion that the district clerk be designated as the records management officer for the school year 2016-2017. This will be records access.
Access. Yeah.
Okay. The records access officer. Yes, for the 2016-2017 school year.
I second.
All those in favor?
I make a motion that the Board of Education approve the list of job titles that are hereby authorized to receive a cell phone in accordance with the district's cell phone policy number 683.0.2R.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Okay, we're at 4.50.
Yeah.
The next one. Make a motion that to appoint all teachers employed on September 1st, 2015.
15?
It should be 16, no?
Yeah.
Okay, 2016. As chaperones for the 2016-17 school year at the rate of $94.01 per session.
Second.
All those in favor?
I move to approve the appointment of the building principals as Dignity Act coordinators for the respective schools for the 2016-17 school year.
Second. All those in favor? I move that the appointment of the building principals as qualified lead evaluators. Lead evaluators of teachers for their respective schools for the 2016-17 school year.
I second.
All those in favor? All those in favor?
I make a motion that Seneca Consulting Group be appointed as the district's Affordable Care Act compliance firm as per the attached agreement for the 2016-2017 school year.
Did we go out of order?
Oh, did I miss one?
Yeah, the Red Cross.
Oh, wrong one. Okay, I'm sorry. Scratch that.
Never mind.
Scratch that. I move to approve and designate. No,
she didn't. American Red Cross.
That's what I did.
No, you said Seneca.
Yeah.
Mine says Seneca Consulting Group.
4.54.
That's what mine has. That's not what I have.
Oh, I have American Red Cross agreement.
Me too.
I have American Red Cross.
I have Seneca.
No, this is from our...
This is what you gave us last week.
Yeah. Oh, we should have known.
So
okay.
The one that was placed on your chair.
Yeah, they're correct.
Well, now we have...
Okay.
So
okay.
Did you not
colossally
screw up?
No. Okay, so Susan
I second Jody's original.
All those in favor?
Things change, I guess.
Unscratch that.
Okay. So 4.55 is Easton Suffolk?
Yes.
Okay. So I make a motion that the district participates in the Eastern Suffolk BOCES Cooperative Bidding Program for the school year of 2016-17 as per the attached agreement.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Make a motion that the following board members be appointed to serve on the policy committee for the 2016-17 school year: Debbie Bernstein, Seth Greenberg, Susan Stewart.
Second.
All those in favor?
I'll do this.
I make a motion that the following board members be appointed to serve on the legislative committee for the 2016-17 school year: Jody Campagna, Ranelle Hershkowitz, Ginger Lieberman.
I second.
All those in favor? All those in favor? Okay, well, we will be adjourned for the next 10 minutes when we will begin our regular board meeting. So you can talk among yourselves.
Did we find the banner?
Going to welcome everybody to the first meeting of the 2016-2017 school year. Wow, that sounds crazy. We've already done the pledge, so we'll move on to board announcements. Okay.
Do we want to do graduations?
Yeah. We went to all of the moving ups at the kindergarten center, the elementary schools, the middle schools, and then, of course, the high school graduation. Graduation is a little bit different and lovely in their own right. And I'd like to congratulate all of the students who moved up and or graduated, all of the staff, parents, families. It was a wonderful, wonderful year. Okay, superintendent's announcement.
Yep.
I have hard copies of this report. I want to say it's a report that could have been done by any member of the leadership team. Thank you. Because this was really, it's really a report of the year in review, 2015-16. We began with the theme, Yes, We Can, And I saw that theme embraced everywhere, and I'm quite proud of that. I saw it embraced in the moving up ceremonies, in everywhere we went throughout the district. So it was a good way to keep us moving through the year. Class of 2016, we had 386 students enrolled and 308, wait a minute, what's going on there? It's on its own. Okay, 381 graduates, 99% graduating, 97%, it's doing its own thing, I swear. All right, you have it. Great class, many of them going to college. I think that, you know, that that slide just, I think the timing was a little bit short. What? It's 1 second a slide. I always tell them, one, do not spend more than a minute on a slide. Okay, so again, most of the information is again repeated. 77% of our graduates with advanced regents diploma rates. Most important, 83% of our special ed youngsters graduating with Regents diplomas. That's really a tribute to the special ed department and all of the faculty supporting that. And we had lots of awards, 15 graduating seniors, National Merit, Academic Excellence Award, National Merit, and so on. It's in there. In research, in art, in music, all there. Another way to look at it, the distribution of our 2016 graduates, 89% to four-year colleges, 7 to two-year colleges, and 4 are undecided or in the military. Some highlights of $8 million in scholarships to our graduates. Excuse me. 529 students participating in AP exam, completing 1,331 exams. Music, again, we had 4 all-national. I think if you were at graduation, you saw one, the concert master performing. That's to be a concert master in all-national is amazing. 8 all-Eastern. All of our athletes are scholar-athlete teams. We had some championships, both. You know, we had one student, boys tennis, and a gymnast, a state champions, and county champions. Graduation rates, just seen another way. We've been consistent across the board for the last 5 years. Looking at our numbers of AP papers, that is a growth in the number of students, and I think that was a board goal that you established when I came here, having a more rigorous, challenging program for many students. By the way, let me just say this. This is not in the. This is just a little bit of my turn to be proud. When I first came here, there were some students who were in seventh grade who had earned a 4 on their New York State exam. And I asked Ms. Girashin, the principal, to research this and to have those students consider taking algebra in the eighth grade. Well, they did. One of those students earned the pre-calculus award this year. That's, for me, that's the highlight of my year. So anyway. Mastery on the Regents exams, again, Common Core, English, Common Core, all the maths are Common Core at this point, and the physics exam was particularly difficult. Isn't Common Core, but as you listen to the listserv, a lot of teachers were complaining about that exam. But again, consistency in our mastery, increasing mastery rates over the years. STEAM projects, K-4, abound. Everybody really took that on. I'm very proud of that. The middle school students participated in the hackathon on a Saturday, no less, 138 students. Another coup, Lori Lynn is to be really complimented for this. 60% of the seniors going to Nassau Community College tested out of remediation. Now, let me say this. That's real dollars to parents because the research shows that if you spend your first year in remediation, you're less likely to graduate on time. Certainly, the first year, and it's always the first money that you've saved up If that money goes into remediation, they're less likely. In 6 years, they will not graduate. There is something called resentful demoralization that sets in, because the first thing you're told when you go to college is that you're not good enough. You're in remedial. And that's a strong message. And we really focus on getting our kids ready. So if they go to Nassau, they're out of remediation. And that program is really working over time. And in fact, we have nobody being remediated in math. That's how strong that program is. We still have some problems with writing, and we're going to improve that. But I won't stop until we get that number down to almost zero. That's very important for parents. Kindergarten reading levels improved. Can't tell you where it was when I first came. But last year, we were very proud of the 22% below C. Just so you know, it's A, B, C. So our goal is to get them to a minimum of a C and beyond for our kindergarten. So this year, only 5% are below C, only 5%. And the mastery levels on all of our Common Cores have improved. Thanks to Greg and Nicole, we've had a seamless transition so far. We will know at the opening of school, but just in terms of the packing of boxes, informing teachers about where they're going to be, surveying teachers, I think that the fact that everyone got their placements in a timely manner and that everybody knows what's going on, it was really great communication by the elementary principals. And we had transition meetings from the kindergarten to the elementary schools and back. So really strong teamwork there. We implemented grade 3 extra help this year, which was the right thing to do because we saw lots of parents taking advantage of it. Both Matlin and POV Middle School were on the same schedule with more opportunities for AIS for students. We brought a committee together, and next year we'll have a 9-period day at the high school. 47 sophomores participated in a college tour, and AP Capstone is ready to be instituted for next year. Technology highlights: our environment in our middle school is wireless, and the structure is now supported by a wireless environment. Z-Space Labs were installed in the middle school. We rolled out the one-to-one initiative in the Chromebooks. We hope to roll that out 7th and 8th. All of our teachers left, I hope, all of our teachers left with their Chromebooks. So the 7th and 8th grade teachers are ready, and the Google training has been going on. Our technology lab, that is the old industrial labs, have been updated. And in both middle schools, they have state-of-the-art technology labs ready to go. New music studio is ready to go for 16-17, and Google platform was rolled out district-wide. There will be some mandatory Google training in the fall for all K-12 staff. Facilities, I don't have to tell you, because as you drove in here, you saw the tennis court from Matlin. We had tennis courts at the high school and Matlin. Baseball fields at Stratford Road and POB Middle School, updated. New POB Middle School track. I see the community taking advantage of that. Roofs replaced. Matlin, Pasadena, Old Beth Page, Stratford Road. Matlin skylights. Boilers replaced at Matlin. Everybody knows about it. It, you know, happened in May. Coldest month in the history of the district. We suffered through it. Faculty were troopers, and I have to thank them for putting up with that. District-wide floor replacement. We started that last summer, and we're almost done. And security upgrades, we continue to do that. Fiscal planning, nothing better than AAA bond rating, and we continue to have that. We've had successful passage of the budget and the capital reserve affirmation of the capital reserves. We've convened the Smart Bonds Committee. We have a multi-year plan for district reserves. We presented it at a June 30th meeting. Our reserves are posted on the website. We're doing $11.5 million worth of work this summer. Lots of things being done. And negotiations for all contracts are well on the way. We anticipate a smooth opening with regard to contracts this year. For communication, we continue to hold a strong presence for our social media. Again, all of these are board goals. So I'm really, in a way, reporting on the board goals, but at the same time being proud about what we've done this year. Twitter, Facebook, and Let's Talk became our way of improving the social media. The superintendent's highlight continue to be a hit. People look forward to it every week. Guidance newsletter, outstanding newsletter done by Laura Lynn and her team. We had digital citizenship, again, out of the guidance department. The substance abuse forum that was done in June, it was late, but it was great. We hope to do one in the fall, I think a more timely way. We had community forum for held to discuss a 9-period day at the high school and also the kindergarten transition in the fall. We, again, participated with the PTA's partnership with the Legislative Breakfast, and that was very well attended this year. It was at Jericho. I'm not sure where it's going to be next year, but it will be here. We'll host it this year. Great. And we held a leadership summit, again, with all of the presidents of all the association and the administrators and central office and the board. That was very good. So for next year, we are planning on a projected enrollment, which we have embedded in the budget, slightly down, but perhaps our largest 11th grade class ever. So our enrollment is at the secondary school, and that's our projected enrollment. And drum roll, that's our new theme for the year. Grade happens here, because that's exactly what happens. Great schools, great parents, great board of education, and great staff. So that's our new theme.
When we talked about the meeting we had at the high school about heroin, Nassau County is very concerned for over the summer, the use of heroin is gonna go up. I don't know if there's anything we could do, maybe on our website or something, have places where parents can call if they think their child's in trouble, but some kind of a notification to beware there's idle time and there's too much heroin on our streets. Okay? Thanks. Okay. Thank you.
There's an attachment on the Pledge of Allegiance? That's ours. I'm sure that's wrong. Okay, we are, is Rich doing
what? By the way, I did not credit Ben Wiley for the graphic on Great Happens Here. It came out of our leadership team, and immediately he put that graphic together, and then the leadership team voted on which one represented the Great Happens Here. So it's a whole team effort to, it's a great graphic, so thanks.
Thank you. We are going to go into public participation. District policy number 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking, if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process or those of others could in some way be violated. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes, and we thank all of you for being respectful to all of these speakers. The floor is open.
All right, Amy Weisbord Bloom, 36 Diamond Drive, Plainview. I'm nervous about speaking in front of people, so I'm just going to read.
Very nice crowd.
Yeah, it's just unnerving to me. On June 20th, as the 9th grade students were taking the listening part of the Spanish and I think French finals, a very unfortunate situation occurred. There was a power outage. No one was to blame, not the school and certainly not the students. The listening portion counted as 30% of their final grade. And for most, it was the easiest part. The one thing the students were told was, don't worry, we will make sure that this doesn't hurt you. Imagine everyone's surprise when we found out that the test was now at a 70 points and not 100. Because it was the only fair thing to do. We immediately did the math. Actually, my 15-year-old did the math. One multiple choice wrong out of the original 100 would be a 98. That same one question wrong out of 70 is now a 97. And the more you get wrong, the bigger the penalty. This is not my perspective, as Dr. Chen put it. It's math. It's a fact. And it is also a fact that is indeed not fair or just to these students. I'm asking the board now to be fair. Either give them credit for the listening portion or only count the final if it did not harm them. It wasn't their fault that there was no contingency plan in place. Nothing, in fact, was their fault. This leads to my second issue, math regions. It's unfortunate that these same 9th and 10th graders year after year have to be the test dummies with Common Core math regions and have no old regions to count as a backup. Teachers are being given some leeway to figure things out. This year, geometry regions showed that they still have work to do, as the last six-point problem was never taught, that they were never taught to think like that, as well as some other things. As a former teacher, I appreciate the district giving the teachers the space to get it right. I ask you to give the same courtesy to the students. In general, a region's grade should coincide with the average in a region's class, since that's the level that it's being taught. And if you're in an honors class, the region's grade should be higher since it's easier than what is taught. Until we figure out the Common Core curriculum, it should be the district's policy to have a no-harm policy for the Common Core regions. If it hurts the student's GPA, don't count it. And the region's grades should not be posted on their transcript. You have the chance as a board to show the student that the district understands what they're going through and wants to help. Please don't make it the parents' policy for fairness. Thank you.
Hi, good evening. Terry Glogauer, 75 Plymouth Road, Plainview, New York. I too am a teacher, not a former teacher. I too have very similar views as Amy. I have a student who is also both in honors and in some regents and also had many, many issues with the Common Core regents. His score was almost 11 points lower on the regents. It did not at all coincide. He actually had to have a tutor and he is a 95 to a 96 student, to prepare him, and the tutor, in upon looking, who is also a geometry teacher, had never seen at least two or three of the different problems that were given as the 6-point and 4-point on the regents. So she couldn't even prepare both my son and several other members of the community's daughters and sons for this. My son had Mrs. Markowitz, who spent hours upon hours giving multiple different.
I know that you're saying nice things about her, but we're still not allowed to mention
Mrs. Blank, who gave hours upon hours of extra help, time, effort to no avail. Upon the other situation, meaning she could not even have predicted some of the problems that were on this Common Core Regents to help them and prepare them. As far as the other concerned, I have a son who has, the same son who has health issues. He has a 504. So I was not contacted when the power outage was out, as his 504 plan has him have an air conditioner. I was not contacted at all until I then emailed Chan, Dr. Lewis, and the principal. Upon that, I had Dr. Chan call me and say, what can I do for you? As though it was a question. So is there a policy when there is an outage of some sort and there's a problem with the 504 that parents should or should not be notified? That's my question to the board.
Well, when there's a power outage, we have no ability to notify anyone until after the power outage.
Never notified at all. It was only myself that notified you, meaning the
right.
board.
Yeah. I hear you, but you're asking if we should notify, and it would be difficult to notify. We couldn't send anything out during the power outage.
Can I then ask another question?
It wasn't a very long power outage. It was a very short power outage.
It was the remainder of the test. So should the test have been then?
I'm addressing the issue, the disability issue. So if we felt that any child was in danger in terms of not meeting their IEP, I think we
It's not an IEP, it's a 504.
Or 504.
It's a health issue, and how can you as a non-medical person know whether that was or was not in danger?
Because the temperature in the room for the half an hour that it was out did not change significantly. So that
somebody was measuring it with a thermometer? I'm being a little sarcastic here.
You are.
And I understand that.
You're a teacher, so I'm going to ask you to...
To not,
to
and I get it. I'm just saying
voice.
There should be then a policy that if there is a situation with a person who has a 504,
right.
That a test is then stopped, parents are notified, and there is a contingency plan.
If the 504 disability is not being met, you absolutely should. We
okay.
do have that
Thank
policy.
You.
But the other issue that was brought up, I want to address both of you for the geometry regions. Every single question that was on the test was covered in class. Number six, the last question on the test was a difficult item. I myself looked at it. I did it. It was a very difficult item, but it was absolutely covered in class. So that's number one. And the other issue that you brought up about not posting the Regents exam on transcript, that is not something that we have the ability to not do. Transcripts must have the Regents score on it. It doesn't have to be a part of the average grade, but it must be posted as the grade. So the ability that the board has is within the grading policy to accept the recommendation of the grading policy committees that they have convened as to whether they will incorporate the Regents score. That might be in the future not even a discussion as the state moves towards rather than numerical scales, but rather level scales, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's a discussion that as the board considers their goals for next year, they might want to consider what they would do with Regents exams in terms of folding it in. I admit that the Common Core exams are more difficult in certain areas. They are easier to pass so that the scales are set so that it's easier to get a 65, but they're much more difficult to get a 95 to 100. Those are the two areas that have been most affected. But in terms of students being able to get a 65 to an 85 or 90, that in fact, that's not true for the Common Core algebra or the Common Core Algebra 2, or the English. You can see from the mastery levels. So yes, they are much more difficult to score in 95 or above, much more difficult. And certain points, certain questions are heavily weighted so that they really separate out the 95 to 100. So it's very much more difficult. I don't protect them from their scalings. I'm at the table trying to get them to have more greater sanity in their scoring, so I'm not protecting that. But I do know that that the board has the authority to discuss what Regents exam, the impact of Regents exams. As to the foreign language exams, I think you brought up the foreign language exams. So one of the things we did look at, and by the way, Dr. Chan did not make his decision in a vacuum. So I'm part of that decision making. So is Mr. Murray. So is Ms. Girash. We all talked about it. I'd like to share with you some results because everyone assumes that just because we didn't have the 30 points on the listening section, everybody's grades plummeted. So I'd like to share with you the scores. Last year, French 2, the average score was 84. This year, the French 2 average score was an 87. So that's not really true that by not having the 30 points that people's scores actually went down. In honors, the average score was a 92, but in French 2 honors, the average score for this year was an 88. So there was a decline for French honors for last year. But again, French went up, French 2 went down. Spanish 2, the average score was an 82 last year, That's with the listening section. And this year, 82 without the listening section. So that was the same. So your hypothesis is not holding. Spanish 2 honors, the average was an 89. And this year, it was an 87. So again, Spanish honors. So if I were to generalize from that, I would say that there were two points difference. Then I asked, how many students got 100 last year? Because everyone says, well, they would have gotten the 30 out of 30, and they would have gotten 100. Well, it turns out there are more kids getting 100 on the final exam, a final course grade, this year than there were last year. That's without the 30 points. So and I did send it to the board, so here it is. Last year, one student got a perfect score of 100, and this year, one student got a perfect score of 100. French 2, nobody got a perfect score of 100, and this year, nobody. So in French, it's not an issue in terms of your hypothesis. In Spanish 2, two students got 100 last year. This year, five students got 100. So your hypothesis is not being proven. Spanish 2 honors, six students got 100 last year, and six students got 100 this year. So in terms of what you're saying, it's not holding true. Yes, the honors, the average honors was 2 points lower for Spanish and 2 points and 3 points, but there are many students in the region sections that it went up. So it's not an overall answer in terms of what you would do with the 30 points, and it would certainly not be fair for the district to say, I'll give you 30 points. So what we did was we took the 70-point scale and we made it 100 points. So there are students who did get 100 points. We did this decision together. It was an educated decision by the central office and the building and the department, and that's what we did, and we believe it was very fair to all kids, all students. Yes. Oh, the board, if you want to entertain.
If you get up to the microphone, you can ask another question.
Give us your name again.
Can I ask just a question? Do I have to turn this on again?
If
or is this
it,
on?
I think it is on.
Okay. Hello? Can I just ask a question? Is it the same as ACT test? It's not the same. If it's the same as ACT test, it's the same as ACT test, but it's not the same students taking the same test. And it's not the same students who had a power outage during the test, had to deal with the change in your focus during a test. And even if it was a half an hour, the room got a little warmer. And you guys didn't have a contingency plan in place.
But the scores were the same.
It actually wasn't, because I have a kid in honors, and the points did go down. But even with that, it's not, my son didn't take that test last year, so you're not comparing my son last year with the same test to the son. They're all different kids. You don't know how the kids last year would have done in the same exact test this year. And it's just,
you're right. You're right. But your hypothesis was that the 30 points made the difference. And I'm telling you that it didn't.
But it's not a hypothesis. It's math. A 98 over 100 is a 98, which is one multiple choice wrong. A 68 over 70 is a 97. You automatically go down getting one wrong.
But you also automatically go up getting it right.
It doesn't. You're not hurting the kids by giving them. You're hurting them by taking away for something you had it factored in, that 30% of the test was reflecting grading them on listening. You thought listening was important enough to make it 30% of a test. And if you said that the power outage was for 30 minutes, I know when my son left the test, the power was back on. You had a couple options. You could have given the listening later. Or you could have had the Spanish teachers come in and say the listening like they did, you know, before they had it played. There was a lot of options that were fair to the kids. You're choosing the one option that one wrong hurts the kids immediately. And it's great to compare last year to this year, but it's, again, not the same kids taking the same test.
Okay, I'm gonna thank you for your input, and we will probably have a discussion on this at some point, not tonight. This is public participation.
Michelle Cisignano, 3 Prospect Place. So I would like to know what other solutions were even discussed regarding this, number one. Number two, my daughter is an 8th grader, and because it was a FLACS exam, that portion was read to those students. Why didn't the high school get the same courtesy? Was it not as important because it wasn't a FLACS exam? And a few points makes a huge difference if you're looking at entry into an honor society. So there should be definitely some other alternative. And this has happened before in this district. And I would also like to know, what other test does a huge portion, 30%, 13% of your overall grade, just get thrown out like that? Does that ever happen in any other test, in any other subject? 30% of the test getting thrown out that counts for 13% of your overall grade?
It did. Actually, you know, when we had snowstorms, we did have to adjust our midterms. But here's the thing that I really want you to understand.
Stephanie?
More than half the kids benefited from not having the 30 points. So,
but we don't know. We don't know that because you're comparing
apples to oranges. We do because
we
saw the average. Because some kids, we looked at
apples to oranges, right? The kids didn't take the same test that they took last year. They weren't instructed in the same way that they were last year. And I expressed to you in writing, expressed to all the board members, my son was in an immersion class. Immersion class. That means all they do is listen and speak. So that 30% is very meaningful for that contingent of students. And if it wasn't thrown out for every language exam, then the level 2 Spanish and French students that didn't get that were actually discriminated against. That is my stance. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Alyssa Gardos. My address is 21 Melbourne Lane, Old Bethpage, New York. I did not have a student taking that language final. However, I'm very much in support of the parents who have spoken on that issue, and I support what they say. I think that, you know, it was very unfair. However, more to my issue, I have an issue with the regions being included in our students' final averages. I don't think that they should be. I think that the new Common Core math regions are exceptionally unfair. My daughter has been part of the cohort that has been the first group to take the new Common Core regents as the exclusive regent. She took last year's Common Core algebra regents. This board voted that with regards to that regent, they were going to take a do no harm policy. So if that regent helped those students' grades, it would be counted. If it did not, then it would not be counted. I can tell you that my daughter benefited from that and benefited significantly. Okay? There was some talk that it was not going to be a significant benefit. It was. With regards to the geometry region that was offered this year, there were questions on that test that were not seen in the way they were presented on the 3 prior administrations of that region. It is not fair that these students are guinea pigs, that they are being penalized by this unfair testing regimen that New York State is imposing on our students. This board has the power to not include those grades in our students' averages, to not unfairly penalize our students by having their averages lowered by these experimental new tests. I think that they should not be included in their final averages and on their transcript grades. Every point matters.
Thank you.
Stephanie Nelkins, 55 Acorn Lane. Just on geometry, because I took all of them, including the new one. I do agree that I think the kids were exposed to pretty much everything that was on that exam. I do think just in general, Common Core math, and it's not just geometry, it's also algebra. And I know there were a lot of kids that were disappointed with their algebra scores, even though the curve brought them up higher to the mastery level than it would have last year. But they were 95 students getting 88s, and they were very you know, displeased. And I just wonder, knowing what we now know from all those algebra regions, the geometry regions, there'll be another one in a couple of weeks, you know, you can see and get a sense of what's going on and what are we doing to change our instruction. Because to me, it seems to be, it's not so much the geometry of it. I think the kids have a good sense of the geometry. I think the teachers actually went above and beyond teaching, especially in geometry, far more good aspects of geometry that they were never even tested on, but they did a really solid, beautiful curriculum of geometry, very well-rounded. But I think, you know, in my experience is that the kids, they don't have the problem solving. How do you attack that? And how do you practice on questions where they're asking you to justify your answer? And I think that there could be a big benefit for that being a focus in the curriculum throughout the year. More questions that are long answer, asking to justify on a classroom test, not just it showing up 3 weeks, 4 weeks before during practice regions time. You know, these kids should, you know, there's ways to very easily, through JMAP, you can incorporate all those old regions questions within every unit that they show up in. In other words, the first time that they take a practice region should not be the first time that they are seeing those regions questions. So you're going to do your thing and then bring them to that level. It shouldn't be like, wow, I'm doing great, and all of a sudden, like, oh, my God, I can't answer this. So that's, in general, my thoughts on that. As far as the numbers in terms of regions, my son took chemistry regents, and I had no idea that the curve was so punishing. So I wasn't too happy with his grade. And then when I saw what he got right, and what it really is, what he got right in terms of the percentage of what he got right, it was 3 points lower what his grade. I mean, these tests, it brings people up, and they lowered what it takes to pass, you know, the regents. It's awful. But the kids that are trying, they're getting penalized. So not that it was a huge amount. I don't know that it was going to change his average that much. But when you're going to, you know, a 3-point difference of what you actually got right, and then your score comes out 3 points lower. Meanwhile, other kids who didn't even deserve probably to pass, oh, they passed. You know, it's maybe something to think about. I know some other districts aren't counting these regences in the scores because of the discrepancies. And again, just something to think about. You know, at the end of the day, it's what they learned, and that's the most important thing. But I think when you put this on, and then that becomes the focus, whereas, like I said, I do think geometry was a very successful curriculum in teaching them things they need to know for the ACT that wasn't necessarily tested on these regents exams. So, you know, there's lots of ways to look at it. And just on a different note, if I could just have another second of your time, not math related. I know. Or chemistry.
What?
I know, right? Surprising. is this? I know. Well,
yes.
I was at the meeting at the, I think it's Good Shepherd by the middle school, LICAN meeting, and the question came up regarding, they want more outreach in terms of just piggybacking on what Ginger said on heroin and, you know, drug use in the community. Someone brought up the question, and I didn't know the answer. I don't know if it was been discussed here, or I guess figured you guys can help. They wanted to know if the schools have Narcan and it's trained, because there were some people there who talked about their school district having it, and it took a while for them to do it. I think the person was from Northport. I'm not sure if there are two different Northports, but they were talking about how they do have it in their school with trained personnel in the event of there's a situation in a school where this is happening to a student, they can get the help immediately to this kid. So they asked if it was happening here. So, of course, the eyes went to me. I said, I don't know. But I figured I'm here, and I didn't know if it was ever been entertained. And I thought, if it hasn't been, maybe it's something we should look into.
We actually, this year, drafted a policy. Is the policy still being circulated? So we will hopefully start next year with that in place.
But we do have people trained.
Yes.
We just have to get the policy in place.
Fallacy, though, with administering the drug.
Right.
That sometimes what happens is within 72 hours, a lot of people die. And they're saying that person who gets that drug immediately should be hospitalized for 72 hours.
They have to
be hospitalized.
No.
There's a lot of
If you keep it in your home, you don't have to notify authorities and stuff like that. So that's something that parents should also know on our website. They have to be vigilant. If they use it, they've got to get that child hospitalization because so many deaths happen within 72 hours.
Well, I think there's a lot going on, and I think a lot of parents don't realize or aren't.
Well, that's why we had the forum and, you know.
Right, well, I was part of the committee in the high school that you know, even though it wasn't, you know, the night before the Regents Week wasn't the best time because we really wanted a student audience, but it was great to have
the
support of everyone.
Right.
And, you know, again, I went to that meeting to try to get a bigger picture of what's going on and to hear from other people.
It's a horrific picture.
And, but it's just something that if we're working on that, you know, that could be a good thing. And, again, just the more we can do on that would
Absolutely.
Be terrific. So,
thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
That's it?
No. I see Cheryl and Paula.
Paula.
Paula's here.
Hello, Paula.
Hi. Paula Barsky, 30 Cornell Drive, Plainview. On a different note, I would just like to welcome the new board members and congratulate the new president and vice president. In my new role as president of PTA Council, yes, I actually am here. Thank you. I look forward to working with you this coming year, and I believe between the board, Dr. Lewis, and our PTA units, we will accomplish many things this coming year.
So
that's
thank
about
you.
It. Okay? Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Paula. Okay, I'll do that after.
Cheryl Dender, 65 Glenwood Road. Not to echo Paula, but I will
but
be
you will.
Coming up at the same time. I just want to officially welcome Ranelle and Susan to the board. I know that you will both continue to do the very best for our children, as you always have. And congratulations to Debbie and Ginger on your positions.
Thank you very much. And we would like to welcome and congratulate Nina Melzer, who is the new PCT president.
Thank you. Who will hopefully learn how to use this. Who also wants to welcome our newest board members and congratulate our new officers. It seems like we have a lot of new faces and some seasoned veterans.
I like the way you said that.
I hope that we'll be off to a good year, and we can do some good things for everybody involved in Plainview Old Bethpage.
Great. Thank you, Nina. Okay, seeing nobody?
No one.
Okay.
Eileen Gersky, 16 Milford Drive. Welcome, the new board members. I just wanted to just kind of just tell a story. I was at a barbecue last night talking to someone who works for a different school district, has his master's in math, and we were just talking about the geometry regents. And he was saying that he had issues with the geometry regents, and here he has a master's in math. You know, I have to say, my son did very well on the test. But I do think that this should not count in the kids' grades if it's going to hurt them, because there's other districts that don't, and it's just not fair to the kids. So I think that we should be advocating for our kids.
Absolutely. Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to participate? Seeing none, we're going to close public participation. And before we go into routine business, I need a motion to amend the agenda to add 7.25 and 7.26 to the personnel agenda. Ginger? Susan, second. All those in favor?
I'm going to say what it is.
Okay, well, I will once we vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get a motion on new business? I mean routine business. Ginger, second. Jody, any hold separations? All those in favor? Okay, I would like to welcome Dr. Joseph Coladonato, who will be our new Mountland Middle School principal. And Dorothy Drexel, who will be our new assistant principal at PME Middle School. Vince is going to. And we welcome you to the POB family and wish you all the luck in the world. And then Dr.
Sure. Just a little background on our two new administrators. Dr. Colin Donato comes from the East Williston School District, where he spent the last 14 years working as a teacher and an administrator. Ms. Drexel joins us from the Floral Park School District, where she has worked as an English chair and a teacher in the 712 building over there. So they come to us with great credentials, and we wish them well. Also joining us tonight, we have several teachers you appointed by action tonight. Phil Caputo is over there. He's joining us as a leave replacement tech teacher for next year. Derek Madden's in the back. He's going to be part-time physical education. As full-time teachers for next year, we have Jennifer Fitzpatrick is going to be at the high school teaching science. I don't think Jennifer's here. Is she? No.
She's not here.
Michelle Ranke is going to be doing science at the high school also.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Michelle is here. Karen Rivito will be at Matlin Middle School doing physical education. And Nick Tomaluso will be doing physical education at Old Beth Page and the high school. Also by appointment, Colin Jones will be doing science at POB Middle School as a leave replacement. Martina Krista DeLulo will be doing at Matlin Middle School special education as a leave replacement. And those are the appointments that you made tonight.
We'd like to welcome everyone to the POB School District family. Now we're just absolutely.
I just want to compliment Dr. Molieri on the job he's done. His office has been absolutely overwhelmed with just the numbers of keeping up with the hiring, and he's been very diligent about making sure everybody is gets the due process and all the recommendations are followed through. Are very detailed, and I want to thank you for doing that.
Thank you. We're now going to move on to unfinished business. Can I have a motion for the approval of the resolution for APPR? Oh. Ginger? We'll second?
Let's hold our noses on.
Second? Second. Jody? Questions, discussion, hold separations? You don't want to ask about your summary? Okay. Okay. All those in favor? Okay. Then we're going to, yes, please.
Again, another out of the offices of Dr. Molieri, working in concert with the PCT and with ASDA. It takes a lot of hours to put together an APPR plan. And for those who don't know, it's a teacher evaluation and principal evaluation plan that the state thinks is going to make a difference in what we do. That's all I'm going to say. And I want to thank you, PCT and ASDA, for putting up with it. And we believe that we've fulfilled the plan, the requirements of the plan, and so the district will not be held liable for a loss in state aid. And we've met the requirements. Thank you.
Yes, we did.
And no additional tests. Of course, the English department is a little bit nervous because the entire thing rests on how they do on the Regents exam in English. But not to worry, we do really well.
Okay, we're going to move into new business. Can I have a motion for additional staff development proposals for the 2015-2016 year? Yes. Yes. Okay. Lauren, somebody want to make a second? Jody, all those in favor?
Debbie, I'll just provide clarification on that. There are some staff members who toward the end run a little bit short, and sometimes some people have to have special projects due to special circumstances. But with that said, all projects are approved by the Board of Education, so the timing of that is why you're approving it now under special circumstances.
Thank you. Can I get a motion for additional staff development proposals for 2016-17? Susan? Ginger? Any discussion? All those in favor? Okay. Can I get a motion for the recommendation to adopt the resolutions to establish the tax levy for the Plainview Old Bethpage Central School District and the Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library for the 2016-2017 fiscal year? Rennell, a second. Susan, any discussion?
They could blame them, no.
Okay, all those in favor? And can I get a motion for permission to circulate changes to policy 5720, scheduling and routing? Lauren and Jody, any discussion? All those in favor? Can I get a motion to go into executive
That was... I was looking on board docs 8.30, if that's what you're referring to. Yeah, routine business.
Okay. Can I get a motion to enter into executive session for matters of personnel? Ginger?
We anticipate coming out of exec to appoint Mr. Greenberg when he arrives.
Oh, right. We anticipate coming out of exec to appoint and have Mr. Greenberg sworn in for his new term as soon as he gets here. Okay, all those in favor? I wish everyone a wonderful and safe summer. And for people who come up to the microphone, just because you don't get a response immediately does not mean that the board hasn't heard you. So thank you for coming and sharing.